Let me conclude by quoting a verse from the Dhammapada, a collection of the Buddha's teachings in Pali. The Buddha says, Sukho buddhanam upado, sukha sa dharma desana, sukha sanghasa samaggi, samaganam tapo sukha. And this means, Sukho buddhanam upado, happy, blissful, is the arising of the Buddhas. If anyone gains enlightenment, if a Buddha is born, if a Buddha comes into existence, this is a happy thing. It's for the good of the whole world, for the whole of humanity. Sukha sa dharma desana, happy, blessed, or blissful, is the preaching of the true law, the true doctrine, the true dharma. This also is for everybody's benefit. Sukha sanghasa samaggi, happy or blissful, is the unity, literally the samaggi, the same pathedness, the going the same way of the sangha, the spiritual community of the followers and disciples of the Buddha. Samaganam tapo sukha. Such is usually translated as united spiritual effort, but it's more than that. Tapo literally means to burn, it's heat. And it means in Indian literature asceticism or spiritual practice, because it's like a sort of fire burning up all impurities. So this sort of fiery, blazing spiritual practice, samaganam, of those who are united, of those who are following the same path, is sukha, is blessed. So this is what the Buddha has to say very beautifully about the arising of the Buddhas, the enlightened ones, about the propagation of the Dharma, the teaching, and about the unity and united practice of the Sangha. Many of us, as some of you know, feel very strongly indeed that unless and until in this country there is a genuine, united spiritual community of Buddhists, not just a distant ideal of enlightenment, not even just a teaching, much less still just societies and organizations in the ordinary sense, but unless and until there is a spiritual community of people who are committed and dedicated and actually following the path in varying degrees, unless, in other words, there's an order, a Western Buddhist order, then there is no real future for the Buddhist movement in the West. And this is why, as many of you know, we have just very recently established this Western Buddhist order as the latest formulation along traditional lines of the Sangha, the spiritual